second perek of Vavakav Keita Regulum, where this in the previous perek and Mishnah, we mentioned different types of Mo'odim, and now the Mishnah in the second perek are going to discuss these Mo'odim. So, what is an example of the Regel doing his natural way of damage? If he walks, he and tramples on things. Now, the Haman, where there's Lachidaka Lashava, an animal, the way he is Mazik, as like we said before, to walk and damage things as he's walking. Yeah. The Gemara says that the Reisha, the first case is talking about when he actually trampled on it, and the second case is even as he's walking, he brushed against something and he crushed it, or something that was connected to his body. He had a load on his back, and the load bumped into something and damage that's also included in regular, not necessarily with the foot, any damage that caused in the process of his walking. Hoisim avetes, it was kicking, that's already an abnormal behavior, and therefore it's considered to the mazik of Karen, and he pays only half nezik migufa, like we learned in the last Mishnah. I'll show you choice nafas mitas regleo. As he was walking, pebbles shot out from underneath his foot. If it was done in a normal fashion of walking, then it is regel, but it's halacha that what he's mazik with his body or something that's attached to his body is classic regel. If it's something that his body caused to shoot out from the body, that's a mazik of a koichoi, just a force that was created by the animal, and therefore he pays half nezik. This is not because if it's a ta, because it's a ta, it's halacha Moshe Misinai, that he pays half. It's also not limited to the goof, it pays half from the money that the mazik has. So if such a thing happened, Rishiv is a keil, Mishalim Chatzin Nezek, he pays half Nezek. Dotzel Kli V'Shavrasi, he walked and he crushed a Kli, V'Nofel Al Kli, V'Shavra, and one of the pieces that Kli shot out and broke another Kli, Zal Arish, Mishal Nezek Shom, the first one he plays the full amount, because that was the Mazik of Regal, that he trampled on it. V'Al Achon, Mishalim Chatzin Nezek, that was a Mazik of Sroiris of Koichoi, that his body didn't directly cause a second damage, it was because as he crushed his first kli, put up one of the shards of the kli shot out and broke another kli. Now we bring in another type of animal, in this case a bird. A chicken is also more as it's walking to break things. Oh, you look kosher aglov. If it had a string that got caught into his feet, oh, you show you mahadis, or was jumping around. And Meshavis Akel, Meshal Mechatzi Nezek. He pays only Chatzi Nezek. Oh, so the case of this Dalil, and why does he pay Chatzi Nezek? So the different explanations, but if we want to put the two cases together, we would say, so in a case that it was just, this Dalil was just connected by a string, and therefore, if it goes flying out from him, as he's walking and hits something that's also similar to Koichoi, and therefore he's Mishalim Chatzi Nezek. Yeah, the case of this dancing around also, or one of the ways the Gemara says it's also talking about a case where as he was dancing around it caused some stones, pebbles to fly out, and therefore he only has to pay Chatzi Nezek. In other words, the assumption according to this chat is that the Tarnagol is doing its regular behavior, which is either walking around or jumping around, and the Nezek in these two cases was caused not directly by the body, but the body caused something else to fly out, shoot out, and that caused the damage. That's what we call Koichoi Tzvayris, which he only has to pay Chatzi Nezek.